Welcome to episode 2 of The Bloated Guys in the Locker Room. This is your host, JJ Wu. Unfortunately, this week, there's only one bloated guy, and that's the host. This week's segment will be all food-related, since I am absolutely starving. So just to get right into it, the first segment is called Blessing of the Week. Something that I'm just grateful for that happened this week, no matter how big or small. And the first blessing I'd like to give is to when you get those fresh fries straight out of the cooker. You know, when you go to In-N-Out and you always know the burger is going to be heavenly. But to me, the fries can be hit or miss. But sometimes in the blue moon, the In-N-Out gods, in this case, will bless your order with a fresh batch of fries. And man, it pays dividends, not only in my satisfaction, but in the aesthetics of the order. You know what I mean? For all those Instagram foodies, they know exactly what I'm talking about. When they snap a photo, put it on Snapchat, and those fries have that crispy goldness, there's nothing better than a fresh batch of fries with a nice burger. My next blessing has to be going out to Costco samples. After school, back in the day, whenever my mom would need to go grocery shopping, I always knew I was in for a good time when we went to Costco. For one reason, and one reason only, and that's Costco samples. All my Costco diehards know what I'm talking about. Every while you walk down, they have those nice little sample cups. Could range from like a nice little piece of a hot dog to a taste of a smoothie. You never know. And let me tell you, I lived off those samples. I always did my best to get multiple trips of them. Always had my mom give me hers. I was a fat baby. Don't blame me. Blame Costco. We always spend extra like 40 minutes spending time at Costco just for me to get samples. It was just the best. I wish I had a Costco membership again. Next segment, Chow of the Week. Speaking of Costco and samples and food, this has got me thinking about just food that makes your stomach feel some type of way. And for me, that would have to be those Asian Benihana-style grills at mall food courts. You can never go wrong with a solid plate of chicken, veggie, and rice for like $6, too. It's always a great deal. It's always solid food. They make it right in front of you. And I'm a simple man, you know? Just give me some grilled chicken with some rice and veggies, and I'm good to go. I could last a lifetime. The other chow of the week has to be the $1 tacos at taco trucks. Coming from the Bay Area to Orange County, I had absolutely no idea the amount of food trucks that were around here, especially Latino food trucks. And man, those $1 tacos have become the backbone to my survival. Literally any single light I stop at, I know I could find like a nice taco truck on the side. Anytime I'm hungry, pull over, grab some nice carnitas, pastor, asada, or pollo tacos. And my stomach is always just blessed. I can't believe it. The last segment is a segment we did last week, and it's called Beef of the Week. And it's not food, but it's something or a problem that happens to you, no matter how big or small, that just irritates you. And for me, that's when you don't close your water bottle tight enough. It's another one that I'm not proud to admit that happens to me a lot more than often. A lot more often than a normal human, probably. My couch has been victimized so much by my lack of awareness to tightly close any sort of cap or lid. You know the saying in movies, there's always a variation of a parent or like a disappointing authority figure says it to a kid, the outcast or the protagonist who screws up. I'm not even mad at you, I'm just disappointed. Well, for me in water bottle caps, I'm not even mad. I expect it to happen at this point. I've tried to fix this problem. I bought wrist grip exercise tools to help get my wrist grip like tighter, but I just can't close the lid tight enough for some reason. And every single time I'll look over, I'll see a water bottle on its side and it spilled. My couch has suffered too much. It's ridiculous. The other beef of the week has to do with food, and it's when your burrito falls apart. One of the biggest things that can dampen a good day, next to getting pooped on by a bird probably, is when you go to a fantastic taqueria, you smell that freshly grilled meat, you see people enjoying the chips and salsa at the table, you know you're about to grub, the burrito comes to your table, you take that first bite, and all of a sudden, all of that food just comes undone. The tortilla starts ripping at its seams, the beans, the chicken, the rice all fall apart, and you have to use a fork for the rest of the meal. God, it's a first world problem, but man, it does suck when that happens. You know, I don't know who to blame in that situation. Do you blame the person that wrapped the burrito, or do you blame yourself for maybe squeezing the burrito too hard, or it's just God, you know? It just sucks. My next segment has to be throwback of the week, and it's just giving some attention to something in the past. And for me, that's Cookie Tuesdays in high school. And man, let me tell you, 99-cent cookies, I should have taken advantage of them a lot more back in the day. Chocolate chip cookies for 99 cents, that's a steal anywhere nowadays. And the fact that they were fresh baked at my high school and I avoided them, I feel like someone should slap me. It irks me just thinking about it to this day that I never took advantage of Cookie Tuesdays. And I just wanted to point that out. Thank you for listening to this podcast this week. Hopefully next week I'll have another guest. And yeah, thank you for your time. This is the end of Bloated Guys in the Locker Room.